Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, October 24th. Less than a month after giving the go-ahead to SG Interests to start drilling its oil and gas development in the North Fork Valley, the Bureau of Land Management announced that it is putting leases up for sale near the Dinosaur National Monument. According to the New York Times, the national park, which straddles the Utah-Colorado border, will see some 94,000 acres go up for sale. That is the equivalent of 146 square miles of land, some of it near the park's entrance road. The Dinosaur National Monument is a rough region of 1,000-foot cliffs and canyons, the Green and Yampa Rivers, and ancient rock art and archaeological evidence of 10,000 years of human history. The High Desert Park was designated a national monument by President Woodrow Wilson in 1915, using powers granted him under the Antiquities Act of 1906. The BLM will start auctioning gas and oil drilling rights in December. The new drilling leases move further away from the policies of President Barack Obama, with which the BLM and Park Service collaborated to avoid visual and environmental impacts of oil and gas development on public lands near parks. More gas and oil drilling is part of the Trump administration's announced goals of what the president has referred to as energy dominance. Colorado lawmakers are already trying to figure ways to lower health insurance premiums for residents on the individual market. Rates are going up, on average, by 34% next year. As Bensa Berkland reports, a big concern is that healthy people will opt out of health coverage altogether and make the insurance problem even worse.
Bob Collins lives in Thornton. He's a small business owner and the father of three. He says he'll be paying $18,000 in premiums alone to cover his family next year. It's an increase of about 40%.
My wife and I would dump it in a heartbeat if we didn't have kids.
Collins was among a handful of residents who spent time at the state capitol last week telling the Division of Insurance and lawmakers how the health insurance rates would hurt them.
They talk about wanting a healthier base, but you say that, but then what you're doing is the exact opposite, because there is no incentive for someone healthy to pay that much out of pocket.
Most Coloradans get health insurance through Medicaid, Medicare, or their employer, but about 500,000 people are on the individual market. Next year's premium increase will only impact people who don't get a federal subsidy. And that's what worries Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar. She says this group is decidedly middle class and includes many who can't yet retire.
They're going to go uninsured. They're going to put themselves at risk of medical bankruptcies. And, you know, if they do get sick or need to go to the doctor, they'll have to pay it all out of pocket.
Insurance company representatives were also at the Capitol. They say a pool with sicker people, medical costs going up, and President Trump's executive order repealing subsidy payments to insurers are all factors for the rate hike. Charlie Sheffield is with the Colorado Association of Health Plans.
We are not at all enthused about those increases and see them as the necessary component to continue to provide coverage.
But while many were angry at Trump's executive order, Adam Atherley says the focus is overblown. He's a professor of health economics at the University of Colorado. Trump's order added 6% to premiums in Colorado.
This is a continuation of a trend that's been going on. 4 or 5 years ago, the exchanges seemed like they had a tremendous promise and that this was a place where you might see a lot of people buying their insurance within a few years. And that promise has just largely not been realized.
At the state level, both Democrats and Republicans are discussing a proposal that would reimburse insurance companies for high-cost patients. They hope it would help lower premiums for everyone and free up more federal money for the state. Democratic Representative Chris Kennedy of Lakewood may sponsor the legislation, but he says there are still lots of questions.
If we don't figure out how to pay for it, it may or may not be worthwhile. I think we're still investigating that question of, do we have the money? Is this kind of program worth the savings we could achieve?
Any legislation would likely require all ratepayers on the individual market to pay a fee. It would also need some state money. Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale serves on the Joint Budget Committee. He says it's a doable option.
Everybody has these stories where families can't have a baby, you know, or can't open a business, or things that life's all about. We can't just increase everybody's rates and not come up with a solution.
In his district on the western slope, premiums will go up by 40%. That's why Rankin is sponsoring a bill to create just one statewide insurance rate. He says he wants to improve how the markets work, even though he wishes Congress would undo the Affordable Care Act.
I'd like to see him repeal Obamacare and come up with a better solution. I mean, however, what that solution is been talked about for 7 years and they can't agree. So I, like everybody else, I'm just really frustrated about what the solution is or can be or will be.
He says Trump's executive order contributing to higher rates isn't helpful. 18 states are suing to block it, but not Colorado. Governor John Hickenlooper has joined a bipartisan group of governors asking Congress to pass legislation to stabilize insurance markets. For residents facing tough choices like Bob Collins, he doesn't think relief will ever come.
And what I see is a high level of apathy, just inaction, right? And people saying it's not my fault. I mean, how could you have confidence in anything productive happening? It's ridiculous.
A federal judge is expected to rule this week on the state lawsuit to block Trump's executive order and allow the Obamacare subsidy payments to continue for insurers. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally today, according to a press release from the San Miguel Sheriff's Office, two girls killed in a farmhouse outside of Norwood have been identified. With assistance from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, the victims were positively identified using extensive DNA testing. The two girls are the daughters of Nishika Bramble, who is charged in connection with their deaths. Michaela Victoria Roberts was born in Florida in 2007. Her father, Chris Roberts, was out of state and not involved in the case. Hannah Elizabeth Rosalina Marshall was born in Florida in 2009. Hannah's father has been contacted and is not involved in the case. The cause of the girls' deaths is still under investigation. Trials for five individuals, including the mother, Nishika Bramble, begin next month. San Miguel County Coroner Emil Sante said he appreciates the public's patience during this process. Sheriff Bill Masters said he appreciates the CBI's assistance in identifying the victims in the case. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.